has taken her first steps into the world of social media with her inaugural tweet. She used a touchscreen to type the message today during a visit to the Science Museum in London. It appeared on the official British Monarchy Twitter account and it read, "It is a pleasure to open the Information Age exhibition today and I hope people will enjoy visiting." And she signed it Elizabeth R. We'll speak to digital storyteller and social media consultant John Popham in just a moment. But first, let's chat to the BBC's royal correspondent, Peter Hunt. I'm sure, Peter, whoever had this idea today will be patting themselves on the back because it's got rather a lot of coverage, hasn't it?
Yes, I mean, it was inspired. It shows really that she can sort of be in touch with the times at the age of 88. But you don't wish to be a sort of party pooper, but I don't think it's going to become a habit. I think it may well prove to be her first and possibly her last. It's not, she's not going to start endlessly tweeting or indeed engaging in the sort of the conversations that were going on from supporters and indeed critics of the monarchy as her tweet was retweeted thousands and thousands of times throughout today.
Yeah, because that Twitter account existed already, didn't it? And has done for quite some time. It's just not normally operated by her.
No, I mean, you know, like, you know, if you take Barack Obama, for example, the President of the United States, his personal messages are, when he sends them, the rare times he does, he signs them off B-O. I mean, of course, when she signed hers, Elizabeth R, she used up 11 of the available 140 characters to fill
always
in the
problem.
Rest of her message. I mean, her son, Prince Andrew, he tweets, again, like the British Monarchy website, it's more people working for him as part of his work with sort of young entrepreneurs. But when he sends ones, he signs them off A-Y. But, I mean, you know, she's had a very lengthy reign. I mean, if we just think about the sort of technological changes that have taken place during her time, I mean, she made the first trunk telephone call back in 1958. She sent a sort of email message right when it was in its infancy as a means of communication in the 70s at an army barracks. And then 2 decades later, she launched the Royal website. And on that occasion, she spoke of how some parents and grandparents found the World Wide Web a bit of a mystery.
And she's actually more tech savvy than the rest of us. Thank you, Peter. That's Peter Hunt, the BBC's royal correspondent. So John Popham is a social media consultant and a digital storyteller. What do you think of it as a tweet, John? Because as Peter was saying there, she used up rather a lot of characters just signing her own name.
Yeah, that's a bit of a faux pas, really. I mean, it's not something you should be doing. I think it's interesting. And it's interesting that Peter made the point that she probably won't be doing it very much. I mean, Twitter, I always make the point that social media is about conversation. And if you don't participate in the conversation, then I can't really see the point, to be honest. I mean, it's a good publicity stunt, but I'm not sure it goes further than that.
Yeah, I mean, she's got the perfect handle in ER, really, hasn't she? She could have used that. I mean, as we said, the publicity stunt thing, is that positive, do you think? Do you think it will show her in a good light? Or will people look at it in that way you're looking at it and say, well, you know, it's just a bit of a one-off?
I suppose it depends on lots of things, and one of it depends on your attitude to the royal family, I suppose. But and people like me who do this sort of thing for a living, I will have one view of it. I suppose what it will do is it will wake up some people who've not really thought about the potential of things like Twitter and other forms of social media and thought, well, if the Queen does it, then maybe it's worth doing after all. I mean, I suppose that's one angle on it. And it's probably aimed more at the people who have not really taken the plunge to do social media and thought, well, if the Queen can do it at her age and in her position, then why am I waiting to do it?
Because I suppose there are more and more people, aren't there? I mean, my granddad's on Facebook and he's in his 80s now. And there are a lot of people at the older end of the spectrum who are starting to use social media just because it's a fairly simple way of keeping up with the family.
I think that's right. And I think one of the positive things about this could be that if people see an older person like the Queen doing it and think, well, age is actually no barrier to doing this sort of stuff. I'm a big believer that social media can be used as a breakdown to things like loneliness and isolation. And those are big things in old age. And a lot of the older people are scared of social media. But if they just take the plunge, there's a whole world of people waiting to talk to them out there.
And I suppose as well, it highlights the fact that you can get, in many cases, the internal thoughts of some quite interesting people who you normally wouldn't ever have access to, you know, to find out what's going on in the deepest recesses of their mind.
Yeah, I think that's one of the key things about social media is it gives you direct routes to people. And it gives you their authentic voice. Now, whether the Queen's going to carry on giving her authentic voice out there is another matter. And I think that might disappoint some people. But, you know, if you can get somebody's voice without it being mediated by somebody else, that's a real win, really, into modern society.
Thank you, John. John Popham there, who's a social media consultant.